pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. This guy here, okay, he's the car salesman. This customer could not get approved for a Hellcat, clearly. He's only doing his job by trying to offer him the same, I guess, type of vehicle, just in a way less trim level, okay? Instead of a supercharged V8 engine Hellcat, he's offering him the V6 version of this Charger or this Challenger or whatever he's trying to get. And they have a ton sorry, it has a ton of miles on it. And it's an older vehicle, okay, or older year model of that vehicle, okay. So this guy's offended. You know, the customer's highly offended. You know, he's, you know, in the market for a $100,000 Hellcat, and he's getting shown a $20,000 non-Hellcat product, okay. So I get it. The car salesman is just doing his job, is just trying to at least offer him something so it doesn't feel like he just got thrown away. And realistically, this is a smarter situation for him to get into. Okay. Clearly he has no reason financing a $100,000 car. So instead he's like, hey man, you don't need to finance something right now. The money you got $15,000 cash in your pocket. You claim, let's get this Charger right here. And you know, you can have a new car. No, this guy doesn't want it. Let's hear what he says.
I'm sorry, Alex, you said it's an SXT?
Yes, sir, it's a black SXT, and it's only $20,000.
Look, brother, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. First of all, you really don't know who I am, brother. I mean, I'm not going...
There we go. This is what I go through, y'all, with these bad customers. You know, they're not even customers. These are just random people calling in. They messed up their credit. They call Sturgis Credit Repair. They gotten denied for a car. They gotten denied for a home. And they're like, oh, you know, how much to fix my credit by next week, or how much to fix my credit by next month? And I sit down and talk to these people. That is impossible. It doesn't work like that. They hang up in my face or they get mad. It's like these people who mess up their life situation play this victim game, and they're like, oh, poor me, when reality, they done it to themselves. You know, they took years messing up their credit. Just for an account to get charged off takes 6 to 8 months, okay? 6 to 8 months of no payments. And that's just one charge off. Some of these people have 10, 20 charge offs. They've messed up their credit for the last 10 years. And they get mad when you tell them the truth, okay? This car salesman here is like, hey, man, you would not get approved for a Hellcat. You cannot financially afford a Hellcat. You have $15,000 in your pocket. Here's a $15,000 car. Don't get yourself in debt. Buy what is responsible for you and that you're able to financially afford. You know, you do not need a car note right now. You cannot get a car note right now. Here's an option for you. And the customer is mad because the salesman is giving him something that's in his budget versus something that's unrealistically out of his budget. Okay, let's continue.
Going from no Bentley to a retired cop car to a rental car. I'm not going to be rolling around in no $15,000 car. I told you the price ain't really an issue. I can come up with that $10,000-$15,000 easy. I have that cash with me. I just took out a loan to cover pretty recently, so I was ready for you to get me some info on that Hellcat. But here you are.
What are you
trying to diminish me to get an even cheaper car? That's not what I'm looking for.
What do you mean you took out a loan to?
All right. So this guy is saying money isn't an issue. He got cash money. But he only have this money because he took out a loan. Guys, this is a red flag. This is a walking red flag in real life. Okay. This guy is talking like he's balling. If he was balling, he would have written a check for this car. Okay. Clearly that's not the case. If he want to finance it, there are some people who have the money to pay cash for a car, but they're financing it for certain reasons. One, they can put that money towards something that really has, you know, a better return versus the money that they save by buying cash. They'd rather just pay the 5% interest rate on a car and make 20% of their money back, you know, that's a different situation. He's not in any of those situations. He don't even have the down payment saved up. So he took out a loan. My question is, who is financing these people with 400 credit scores? Who's giving these people loans? I don't even think he has the $15,000, because no bank is going to give someone with a 440 credit score a loan for $15,000. This has to be a one of those title loans that you go into, you give them the title to your cash car, and if you don't pay it back, they just keep your car title and it's theirs. This has to be a title loan or some type of pawn shop loan, to where he pawned in some jewelry and he took out a loan on it. This has to be the case, guys, because I can promise you no bank has given him $15,000 with a 440 credit score. That's the biggest risk ever. No bank would do that. But let's continue.
To cover the down payment?
Yeah, with my local credit union.
I don't understand what you mean. You're financing the $15,000 to $20,000 you have down in the car?
It's a horrible idea.
It's cash that I have, brother. It doesn't matter how I got it.
Yeah, it does. Okay.
I mean,
Alex, I've told you this before. I bought cars like this before all my life, and I'm.
He bought cars like this before all his life. Okay, this is why he's in this situation. People like this will never leave the lower middle class level ever. They're always going to be stuck in debt. Okay. These are the people that Dave Ramsey talk about. Okay. And look, there's some people who use their credit for good reasons and good situations, but they get laughed at because people like this use credit in dumb ways. So that way credit in general just looks stupid because people use it in stupid ways. You know, there's many good things you can do with credit that doesn't involve you taking out a personal loan financing for a down payment and then putting that towards a financed car. I just cannot wrap my head around this. This is really stupid, and this is really going to make this guy get in a worse situation than where he is right now. I mean, with a 440 credit score, you can understand where this guy is coming from. You know, I'm not surprised at all. Like I said, I get calls like this from people all the time, and they get mad at you and want to fight when you try and tell them the truth. Like, man, look, this is not realistic. No bank is going to approve you because you have $15,000 down from a loan. No bank is going to approve that. That's just, but let's see what he got to say.
I'm not going from a Bentley to a retired cop car. You really don't know who I am, and you're lucky I ain't coming down there to get that ass.
Unnecessary.
Bro, to do what?
Boy, you really testing me. This is...
Listen, I'm trying to offer a solution here.
It's not a solution is what it is. What you're doing is insulting me.
But you would get into...
I'm not the type of man to do. My days of driving cash cars, $10,000, $15,000 cars is over.
No, it's not. You don't even have the $15,000 to pay cash for. Your cash days are not over. You need to buy something that you can financially afford so you can get out of this debt issue and this 440 credit score issue and improve your lifestyle. You know, you will never improve your lifestyle if you keep trying to impress other people. You know, I mean, that's the only reason you want a Hellcat, is so other people can see you in a Hellcat, because you know on the inside you can't afford it, but you want people on the outside to just think that you're this big, bad, balling guy whipping around in a $100,000 vehicle. Let's continue.
I bought Bentleys. I bought all kinds of cars.
I mean, I understand that. I'm just saying, with your down payment that you have, Terry, on this car, you could buy this car cash and not have to worry about payments, and they look somewhat similar. I'm really not trying to give you a hard time.
Still have to worry about payments because you got the personal loan.
You lucky I ain't over there.
I don't know why you have to keep making comments like that, man. This is just me trying to do my job and do it properly and provide you with customer service, but...
At the end of the day, you're just a car salesman. It doesn't matter how I make my money. You got to make yours. I completely understand, brother.
But at the same time, I'm trying to almost help you a little bit. I know you don't really need help or want help, but I'm trying to help you get into something to kind of rebuild your credit score up a little bit. So maybe 3-4 years from...
ain't nothing need rebuilding, brother.
All right. So for those who are watching this episode on the YouTube platform here, I paused this video for y'all that are looking. I paused this at a very perfect time because the way that this screen recorder software here captured this salesman's face is literally how I expect him to respond when this guy says he don't need to rebuild his credit. Okay, man, you have a 440 credit score. You're looking at $100,000 vehicles. You need to rebuild your credit score and your thought process. You need rebuilding all over the place because you're nowhere near, you know, the financial standpoint to buy a $100,000 vehicle. I mean, people like this is what happens. They get mad with you. You tell them the truth. People call in to us all the time. Hey, you know, we seen Sturgis Credit Repair, great reviews, things like that. You guys help some people that I know. I just got denied for a car loan, you know, fix my credit so I can go back this weekend. And you tell them, man, where are you coming up with this stuff? Where are you thinking this can happen? You know, who told you this? And they get mad with you. They want to fight and they cuss you out. They're just the nastiest people in the world. And they're never going to learn because they fail to listen when we try and teach them that it doesn't work like that. And then they get mad when they fall for some type of overnight credit fix scam. And they want to come back and listen to what we have to say. People like this exist in real life. They get mad at you for their mistakes. Let's continue.
I mean, Terry, money if money I remember the last time we spoke, you were a 440. Am I wrong?
Yeah, and I got 40 on my wrist, too. You want me to show you the watch I'm wearing right now, brother?
There we go. Steady bragging about materialistic things. This guy has a 440 credit score. No money because he had to take out a loan, okay, for the down payment. That's how he got $15,000 somehow. And now he's bragging that he has 40 on his wrist, which means $40,000 watch on his wrist. I mean, this guy is laughing. You know, this guy is not taking him seriously at this point. Shout out to Moving Merch. This is the guy on TikTok who posted this video. And at this point, you can just see him here laughing. Like, he knows this isn't a sale. He knows this guy don't have money. He knows this guy isn't going to, you know, make him a sale or anything. This is just purely entertainment at this point. I mean, this is just, man, this is insane.
I'm going to tell you what I paid for it. That's something I can do for sure. I got a Cartier watch, iced out VS Diamonds.
You paid
$40,000? $40,000. That's what I think it's worth. I ain't going to tell you what I paid for it.
There we go. That's the second part of victimhood. They know something isn't worth what they think it is, but they want to tell you, oh, this is the amount that I want to get for it. If something is worth $10,000, but they need $40,000, they're going to say it's worth $40,000. Guys, who do you think you're fooling? You're thinking you're going to walk into somewhere and they're going to give you this money, you know, money that doesn't exist. I just do not understand this thought process. And this guy here who posted this video, this guy saying the watch is 40 grand. He found the used one online for 14,000. So if somebody did take in his watch to resell it, they probably would have bought it for 7,000 so they can resell it for what it's actually worth. I would have ended this call by now.
Okay. So, I mean, hypothetically, if we put a deal together, you would put the watch as a down payment plus the cash.
God. I'm okay with doing that as long as it gets me into that car that I want.
Into the black, you wouldn't consider a non-black Ghost? Because I have narrow bodies that I could get you in, and they're under 100 grand.
Where I'm from, we don't do narrow bodies, brother. We like them wide.
I mean, I can respect that, but...
There you go. He's worried about what other people think. He want that wide body Hellcat, supercharged. He want the top model, the highest trim level, just to impress other people. You know, I'm not going to continue with this video because I don't want to get any type of copyright violation on YouTube. But look, you guys get this. Like, you guys know someone in your family or know someone you're close to that acts just like this guy. Look, a friend of mine who owns a very successful business told me this. You know, you can tell someone something or recommend them something, but at the end of the day, they're still going to find somebody else to make them get in a bigger bad hole. You know, like, for example, people call me about things that I know isn't true about the credit repair industry. And people say, oh, I know someone that can fix my credit in 1 month. And I try and tell them that, hey, that it doesn't work. You're falling for a scam. Let me teach you what we do. you know, there's only four main reasons why negative items are deleted. If they're unverified, inaccurate, incomplete, or if the creditor doesn't respond in time, other than that, they stay on your credit. And, you know, people tell me all the time, oh no, somebody can sweep all of this stuff off my credit, and they hang up and go get scammed, you know, out of thousands of dollars or something like that. And then they call back, oh, Mr. Chris, you know, explain how this worked because I got scammed and this really didn't work. You know, people like this, you can never worry about them on a personal level, because at the end of the day, they're still going to do what's bad and just do the worst decision ever and put themselves in a worse situation. So all you can do is recommend them, but don't waste your time preaching to people like this, because they just will never get it, and they're going to stay stuck in the situation they're in forever. That's all for this episode. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled STIRGUS creditrepair.com.